Here's a simple proposition. You can't live the abundant life that Jesus came to give you if you're tired all the time. Way too many people are getting way too little sleep. If that's you, there's something that can change all that. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program. Today we're going to take a look at your sleep habits from a different perspective. Sleep, it's something that we don't give much thought to, isn't it? We simply take for granted that we get tired, we go to bed, we wake up, and we get on again with the next day. But have you ever been so tired that you can't keep your eyes open? Have you ever been sitting through a meeting or sitting on the lounge at home and you just can't stay awake? At that point, sleep is the only thing that matters. Our body is telling us it's time for bed. And there's nothing you can do to change that. You just have to go and sleep. The record for the longest period without sleep is 18 days, 21 hours and 40 minutes during a rocking chair marathon. The person reported hallucinations, paranoia, blurred vision, slurred speech and memory and concentration loss. In fact, so important is sleep that many of us even take cat naps with our eyes open. People around us, even we ourselves, aren't aware that we're doing it. New parents will know that feeling because the birth of a child typically results in somewhere between 400 and 750 hours of lost sleep for those parents in the first year of the child's life. Been there, done that, got the T-shirt, and it's really tough when young children come along. I remember sitting at my desk in the office nodding off because of a lack of sleep. Now, a normal person takes somewhere between 10 and 15 minutes to fall asleep in bed at night. If you fall asleep in less than 5 minutes, then there's a good chance that you're sleep deprived. And dreams, well, that's a whole different thing. We could talk for hours about our dreams. The ones we have during REM sleep, that's the rapid eye movement sleep, are typically characterized by bizarre plots, whilst non-REM dreams are repetitive and thought-like with little imagery. And by the time the average person dies, they will have spent, wait for this, around 25 years of their life asleep. Isn't that amazing? And yet, even though 99% of what medical science knows about sleep has been discovered just in the last 25 years, did you know that even today we don't actually know why we have to sleep? Oh, there are theories, but there is no scientifically proven reason for sleep. The amount of sleep we need, well, that varies from person to person, but pretty much it's somewhere between 6 to 8 hours a night, and we all know that our sleep is something like a check account with an overdraft facility. Something that I experience a lot. During the week, because I'm an early starter, I can be sitting at my desk at 4 a.m. preparing these radio messages. Sometimes I don't get to bed until 10, 10.30, maybe even 11 o'clock, so I end up with just 5 or 6 hours sleep. If I do that a few nights running, I end up with a sleep deficit, and then on Friday night, I'll sleep 10 or maybe 11 hours to catch up. If it's been a particularly hectic week, Saturday night might be a longer sleep night as well, so that by Sunday, I'm caught up and I feel fine again. I'm sure you've experienced that too. But here's the thing. Some people end up living in a constant sleep deficit, and that's what I'd like to chat to you about today. Because if you're not getting enough sleep, the sleep that you need, then there's every chance that your life isn't all that it could be. You know that feeling of constant tiredness? And some of that is caused by some things that we've been talking about this last couple of weeks on the program. If your diet is stuffed full of refined carbohydrates, then you're going to be carrying a bunch of extra weight. And if you've been able to join me on the program recently, you may have heard me telling you about the large amount of weight that I've lost over the past few years, 25 kilograms or 55 pounds. So I can tell you there's a huge difference between the quality of sleep that you get when you're a healthy weight as compared to being overweight or obese. I sleep so well these days, it makes a huge difference. Back when I was carrying around all that extra weight, I was always tired. I didn't sleep well, and life was a misery. With all my heart, I believe, in fact, I know that you and I have been put on this earth by God with a purpose. And part of that purpose is to live the abundant life that Jesus promised to bring us. That doesn't mean that each day is going to be sensational and that nothing bad is going to happen to us. But overall, God's plan is for us to live an abundant life, a life overflowing with his goodness, a life where the overflow of his goodness through us has a huge impact on the people around us. Well, abundance and exhaustion don't go together. You can't live an abundant life when you're tired. God knows that. Psalm 127 verse 2 says that God gives sleep to those whom he loves. God gets it. But sometimes we don't. We think that we need to burn the candle at both ends, staying up late, getting up early, to fit in all the things we have to do. You know, 18 hours without sleep has the same impact on you as a blood alcohol reading of 0.05, which in many places is the legal limit for driving a vehicle. And today I just want to give you, pardon the pun, a bit of a wake-up call about your sleep. If you're not getting enough sleep, enough good quality, uninterrupted sleep, you're not living the life that you could be living because you're always tired. From a health perspective, it's not a good thing either. Not only does a lack of sleep lead to more accidents and far lower levels of mental alertness, it can put you at a significantly increased risk of cardiovascular disease, heart attack and stroke, high blood pressure and diabetes. Your sleep matters to your health and to the quality of your life, even if the scientists can't exactly tell us why that is. So here are some practical tips for getting a good night's sleep. I'm sure some of them will be familiar to you, but here we go. Firstly, make sure that the room where you sleep is dark and quiet, well ventilated, because your body temperature needs to drop by about a third of a degree for you to sleep well. Next, get rid of the distractions. Do you sleep with your mobile phone by the side of your bed, with emails coming through and SMSs, or do you leave the TV on in the bedroom all night? Don't. They disrupt your sleep. Try to go to bed pretty much at the same time every night and get up at the same time in the mornings. The more your sleep patterns are regular, the better you're going to sleep. If you find that snoring or discomfort interrupt your sleep, lose some weight. Just 3 or 4 kilograms can make the world of difference to the quality of your sleep. If you have some ache or pain that wakes you up in the night, a bad knee, a sore hip, a shoulder pain, get it seen to. All too often, we let those niggling things linger on, not realizing how much sleep they're robbing us of. Try to have some routine, something that you do each night before you go to bed, to train your body that it's sleep time. For me, it's a hot cup of tea. I do that most nights. And it's funny how the body goes, whoop, it's now bedtime. That should include a wind-down period, especially for men. There needs to be a separation between using your mind for something complex like work and then winding down to a point where you can sleep. In that last hour before I go to bed, I won't let anyone get me to use my mind for something complex. Otherwise, I know I won't be able to sleep. And the last one is to lay the cares of the world aside. I do that by praying. Many a time I've gone to bed with worries and burdens, things that you can end up turning over in your mind for hours. You toss and you turn, you have a restless night. I always just lay them down in prayer, give them to the Lord my God for him to deal with them overnight. And those things, 99 times out of 100, give me a great night's sleep. Remember, you can't have an abundant life when you're always tired. You need your sleep. Sweet dreams. Love sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with God. So before I go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional to help you be all that God made you to be. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free and delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. It's God's Word fresh for you each day. To receive your free devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there for you. As a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to the website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address again, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.